Welcome once again to Health Tip from Janet. I am Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist, and I'm here today to talk to you about alpha-lipoic acid. More and more people are finding out the benefits associated with alpha-lipoic acid. It is, unfortunately, a common deficiency. Many people dealing with deficient levels of alpha-lipoic acid. And when I tell you the symptoms and problems associated with a deficiency of alpha-lipoic acid, you'll understand just how common the deficiency might be. Diabetes is so rampant in our senior population. So many people over the ages of 45, 50 are finding that their blood sugar and A1C levels are creeping higher and higher, and ultimately their doctors are diagnosing them with diabetes. And unfortunately, people who have been dealing with diabetes for an extended period of time and have poor control over those diabetic changes may be experiencing diabetic neuropathy. And those two issues are two of the most common situations that I deal with clients coming to me for natural source help for their diabetic issues. Poor circulation, atherosclerosis, Alzheimer's disease. Now, we are seeing more and more and more people experiencing the memory and personality changes associated with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And possibly connecting that with the diabetes, you are going to see that an unstable blood sugar is not necessarily an issue in and of itself, but the symptoms that it will create over the long term, very, very important for people to pay attention to. Brain atrophy, unfortunately, loss of muscle mass. And once again, I see so many people who are dealing with weight loss, and unfortunately that weight loss is associated with loss of muscle mass. That loss of muscle mass, critically important area to support, and you can do that with alpha-lipoic acid. Lactic acid buildup in the muscles. Very interesting, because so many people who work out very, very hard with the idea of supporting muscle tissue, unfortunately, during that workout, they may be contributing to an increase of the presence of lactic acid in their muscles. And ultimately, what they're dealing with is soreness, stiffness, discomfort, and it makes it more and more difficult to work out. Well, when you are supporting your alpha-lipoic acid levels, you're going to enhance blood flow to the nerves. You're going to enhance your energy, insulin sensitivity, your ability to recycle antioxidants. Very, very interesting, because the antioxidant status required for really good health, those antioxidants, vitamin A, E, and C, once they have functioned in their body, in your body, then you may be in the process of excreting them. With the presence of alpha-lipoic acid, those antioxidant vitamins are recycled. They may actually have three or four turns of antioxidant protection in your body with the presence of alpha-lipoic acid. So alpha-lipoic acid is the antioxidant recycler. very, very much in association with that recycling of those antioxidants, you're going to increase the effectiveness. So if you're looking for vitamin E to do its job protecting the muscle tissue of your heart, if you're looking for vitamin A to enhance the breathing capacity and oxygen gases exchange in your lungs, vitamin A present and ability to function at a very optimal level, just an absolutely excellent example of how well alpha-lipoic acid can enhance that vitamin A. Blood flow to the nerves. We talked about diabetic neuropathy. What we're seeing is in diabetics, flow of blood to the extremities and ultimately the ability to nourish the nerves in the extremities very much compromised when there is a deficiency of alpha-lipoic acid. So for all of those individuals out there who are dealing with a high A1C number, possibly a high insulin number, possibly a very, very high fasting glucose level, alpha-lipoic acid is a significant supporter of balancing all of those numbers and helping to get them back within normal ranges. Alpha-lipoic acid actually enhances insulin sensitivity. Fabulous information for all of those people who may have high fasting insulin levels, who may be even experiencing the beginnings of neuropathy in the tips of their fingers and the soles of their feet. Very, very helpful for those people who are high intensity workout individuals who are dealing with high levels of lactic acid that make their muscles feel sore, stiff, and uncomfortable. You can find very nice content of alpha-lipoic acid in some of the vegetables. Spinach and broccoli are a really good example. Brewer's yeast will help enhance alpha-lipoic status and activity in your body. Organic grass-fed beef is also a very nice source of alpha-lipoic acid. One of the best suggestions that I have is to supplement with alpha-lipoic acid. And you don't necessarily have to be concerned with what might be dosage suggestions on the label of the supplements of alpha-lipoic. Very often it comes in 100 and 300 milligram doses. For those people who just want to support alpha-lipoic status with regard to enhancing A, C, and E function in your body, 100 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid twice a day would be absolutely sufficient. For those of you who may be experiencing circulatory problems, already experiencing issues with neuropathy and poor circulation to the extremities, maybe you've seen brain chemistry changes. Maybe your A1C and your glucose, fasting insulin, they're all high. You could very well consider 600 milligrams possibly twice a day, for some people even higher. And it is a very, very individual situation that you can track the success of the alpha-lipoic acid being able to do its job in your body by continuously testing the levels of glucose, fasting insulin, and A1C. All of those actually will give you a very, very good insight into how successful your alpha-lipoic supplementation might be. There are diabetics who may find that they do very well with 900 milligrams twice a day. Very, very important to track your success to find out the most effective level of supplementation with alpha-lipoic acid.